So you're getting older and things are starting to change with your body, your skin. Oh, let's face it, everything. We've come to the right place. My name's Jill Gilbert and welcome to Anti-Aging Uncensored, the show for driven women who want real solutions to defy their age. I'm obsessed with all things health, wellness, beauty, anti-aging, and helping you tackle the challenging and oh so extraordinary next years of your lives. So who am I? I'm an entrepreneur, mom, and self-proclaimed product junkie who never shies away from telling it like it is. I've spent the last decade producing one of the world's premier digital health and wellness shows, and now I'm bringing the leading experts and innovators directly to you. So pull up a chair right next to me for the real talk you crave. I'm asking nitty-gritty questions to get the answers and solutions we all need. Slower metabolisms, skincare changes, sex life, or lack thereof, no topic is off limit. It's time to pour your libation of choice, get comfy, and dive into the next episode of Anti-Aging Uncensored. Are you one of these women who deals with seasonal or ongoing allergies? Did you know that people with allergies have three times the risk of developing asthma as those who are allergy-free? I have so many friends and family members that are clogged up, sneezing and running around with red noses and feeling tired and miserable each time their allergies hit. That's why I reached out to our guest expert for this week's episode. Dr. Jennifer Ernst is the founder of Tivic Health and is transforming people's lives who suffer from allergies and ongoing sinus pain. Her product, Clear Up, was named one of the best inventions by Time Magazine in 2019. Jennifer's taking us behind closed doors to learn all about bioelectronic medicine. And don't be scared by that. The medicine actually treats the other half of our body's response to allergies and other types of pain. And you can get it yourself without having to go through your doctor. In this episode, we will learn, why do some people suffer from allergies while others don't? How do allergies impact women differently than men? What is bioelectronic medicine and how will it actually help you if you have allergies? How does it differ from prescription medicine? What are the results that people are experiencing from using this tool? Are there other conditions that can be treated with this? And how are these products being placed directly into the hands of consumers? Get ready to discover one of the most underappreciated treatments for pain and inflammation. So hello, Jennifer. Welcome to the Anti-Aging Uncensored podcast.
Jill, thank you for having me here.
Well, it's great to see you again. I know we got to catch up at CES this past January, and I am just excited to talk to you about all the things you are doing to transform people's lives who suffer from allergies. So why don't we start here? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So my background, it has been, let's say, spent in the white space. I spent most of my career at a premier research lab called Xerox PARC, and my responsibilities were about getting technology, usually fairly advanced technology, cutting-edge technology, into lab, out of the lab and into the market. So I've had this opportunity to really work at a juncture between emerging technology and emerging market space for most of my career. In 2011, I joined a company that was reinventing the way electronics are manufactured. Very exciting, had a Norwegian-led company. Started the U.S. subsidiary here, and we built that out to about a $500 million market cap. And then in 2016, I was looking for something I could really sink my teeth into and use that kind of experience from that white space experience in building a company from the ground up. And it was around that time that I came across a very novel treatment for allergies, sinus pain, sinus pressure, and congestion that harnesses the body's electrical system, really the electrical signals of the body, as an alternative to pharmaceuticals.
Oh, interesting. And so then you moved into where you are now, correct?
So I founded Tivic Health at that point. So late 2016, the inventor of the technology and I founded Tivic Health. We've been growing the company. It's now a product that's in market, available for purchase at a number of locations. So my experience really, between the two of us, my experience is in, I would say his experience is in building design history files, and my experience is in building companies.
That's fantastic. Well, you guys, really exciting stuff coming out of the work that you're doing. You guys were named one of Time Magazine's 2019 most interesting products, or what was that again?
Best inventions.
They have best invention.
Best invention for 2019.
Fantastic.
Fast Company recognized us for game-changing ideas category. And it really does all center around this use of alternatives to pharmaceuticals that still use the body's basic systems to be able to provide therapeutic benefits.
Excellent. So, well, let's start at the root of allergies, right? So I will disclose, I don't suffer from allergies. I think I am definitely one of the lucky ones because so many people around me do. So let's talk a little bit about them and tell me what causes them and why do we get them?
Okay. So I'm going to broadly separate allergies into two different categories and then talk about the one that we know the most about. Okay. There's things like food allergies, really reactions that will cause hives, things of that nature. That's not the area we're focused. Very important area though. For what we're focused on is more like hay fever. It's the allergies that are caused by inhalation of particles, dust, pollen, pet dander, very common source of pet dander, dust mites, things that get into the nasal passages. And what's really interesting on sort of a biological level is the tissue that makes up our sinus passages really was never designed to be exposed to the open world. It's a tissue that is very similar to what sits underneath our skin. And so if we get a cut and you'll see swelling, you'll see reddening of the area around the skin of a cut. What happens in the sinus passages is any particulate that gets in there, the body attacks them as if it's a parasite almost. So the particle of dust, the body can't differentiate between a particle of dust and an invasive parasite. So it uses the same immune response. It sends a bunch of immune cells, it sends the blood, it sends all the stuff into the sinus tissues to fight off that infection, which is really just a piece of, a piece of your cat's dander or your best friend's shedding. So it's an interesting response in the body in the sense that it's really an inflammatory response, inflammation of the sinus tissues, because the brain is interpreting a signal from your sinus tissues as the fact that it's being attacked.
Yeah, it doesn't agree with my body.
Right. Yeah. Right. So, it's a foreigner. It's a foreign particle. It's a foreign entity attacking your sinus passages. Is how your body sees it.
Interesting. And so, why do I not have the same reaction that someone has? Like, I don't have a problem with pet dander or pollens. Why is everyone so unique?
It's still an open field, still an open question. Some of the things we do know about allergies, if you're overexposed to certain things, you can be more sensitized to them very early in life. If you're underexposed, you can develop allergies, very, very common when somebody moves from one area to another, that they suddenly develop allergies that they've never had before because their immune system hasn't been trained. So this is really a fundamental concept in immunity and has to do with what you're hearing about T-cell immunity and COVID and things like that, is if the body has seen that type of pollen over and over and over as you were growing up, you may have had one of two reactions. You become highly sensitized to it because, damn it, this thing is around all the time. And so your immune system is saying, I got to get rid of that. Or you build up a natural history with it, in which your immune system says, oh, I see this all the time. Nothing really happens when it happens. You're sending it, sinus passages, you're calling wolf again. That's I'm not coming to the party this time because last time there really wasn't anything to it. So there's different ways that are, a lot of that is going to have to do with genetic differences, exposure differences. So it's still a very wide open field. And in fact, we don't really know why we have sinus passages. There are theories about it being that they're there to help warm the air, that they're there to help process air on the incoming basis. but at a fundamental level for decades, it was like, we don't even know why we have these open holes in our heads that cause us to have allergies.
And so you can actually, you could outgrow them, that it's possible because your body could build up an immunity to them just like it does anything else, right?
Right. It can go both directions. You can build up an immunity or you can build up a hypersensitivity.
Got it.
So you can build up tolerance. I'm not sure if I could call it immunity because it's not really a disease state. Mm-hmm. But it has to do with how the immune system treats the signals that it's getting from your sinus passages.
And that's a good differentiation between immunity and tolerance. That's a good differentiation. So is there a difference in how it would affect women? I mean, are there statistics that show that women get them less or more? And what can you speak to about that?
So the CDC data says that women get them twice as much as men. Our own data shows that women get them probably about three times, have sinus conditions about three times as much as men. Again, it's not exactly known why, although the narrowness of the passages for women is probably part of that, because the nasal passages tend to be a little bit narrower, mm-hmm. and therefore if they swell, you notice it a lot more.
We're so dainty and petite.
I won't call it dainty and petite, but I can't claim
dainty
that
and petite nostrils, sorry.
But yeah, it does affect women more than men. Interestingly, there's also an age factor. So mm-hmm. people can be, there is. So people, allergies will tend to set in and become stronger somewhere in the early 30s to 40s. And so, and then post-menopause, some women that will subside. And then later in life, in the 50s and 60s, it will tend to wane a little bit. So really that somewhere as things start to set in.
That's a positive thing.
Yeah, that's a little more too. The immune system, I think, gets taken up with other things by that time and it isn't bothering around with the sinuses.
Interesting. That is really interesting. And so age, you know, does show that it could play a factor in how severe your allergies are. And there are allergy cycles I've heard of. So even if you're living in the same place, let's say, mm-hmm. could you have no allergies and then develop an allergy, you know, so many years later, and it's not something you're necessarily born with?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Environment plays a huge role in the allergic response, technically. And when you talk about cycles, there are also both seasonal and year-round allergies. Mm-hmm. So year-round allergies tend to be things like pet dander, dust mites, the things that you're going to be exposed to in a home-based setting frequently. And then the seasonal will be more your pollens as plants are coming out. So for allergy sufferers, the bad news, those seasons, those seasonal allergies are getting much longer. They're getting stronger. So the last few years, we've seen some very strong pollen counts. Right now, we're recording this, it's the middle of the country that has a really high pollen count.
Wow.
Another thing, though, is we've seen shelter in place, and this is purely anecdotal. I'm seeing more and more people telling me that they're getting worse allergies, likely because they are in more enclosed spaces at home. You know, in an office setting, in your work environment, you're going to have very strong filtering on your HVAC systems. You don't have a lot of pets running around. You don't have nearly as much dust in those environments. Mm-hmm. So we have been hearing from our users that with the shelter in place orders, they're getting even worse allergy symptoms than they normally do with their seasonal allergies.
It makes sense now that you explain it that way, but I would have thought it would have been the opposite because they're not out and about, you know, in the seasonal pollens and stuff. But it sounds like, you know, the dust and the stuff that happens within your home is accumulating. And yeah, it sounds like there's also some things that would be helpful for them to help with some of that. Some of these like air filters. I don't know enough about them, but some of the air filters, like Molecule and things that I've heard. Well, let's move on to the solution. So, generally, the way I think is there's a problem. Let's find the answer and let's let's treat it or let's find the solution, right?
Right.
And so that's where I know Tivic has come in, but I want you to introduce the concept of electric medicine and in the industry, we're calling it bioelectronics, but introducing this concept because it sounds awfully cyborg.
It only sounds cyborg because it's new.
Yes. So
the body is an electrochemical system. And this is very well established in science that we have chemicals that travel the body. They bond to receptors. They fire off chemical signals. Electrical signals. Mm-hmm. So when I said earlier, the signals that the immune system is getting from the sinus passages, those are electrical signals being transmitted to the brain being transmitted to other cellular responders. Consider them your first responders in the body.
Okay.
There's your first responders, and then there's signals that get sent out to get the second responders, the second flight of responders in. So the electrochemical system of the body, we historically have treated with chemistry. And that's what the trillion-dollar pharmaceutical industry that treats half of the system. So bioelectronic medicine is about treating the other half. And what is really exciting for me about the field is that the electronic, well, there's a couple things that's really exciting, is one, the electronic solutions often are very good at addressing things that the chemical solutions don't do well at. Hmm. So if I take, for example, our product ClearUp, which is a sinus pain relief device for allergies, mm-hmm. ibuprofen doesn't work, NSAIDs don't work, acetaminophen does a very poor job, ibuprofen does very little. Taking decongestants may help, but you only help a little bit, but not all that much. For most people, sinus pain is one of the conditions that they find very difficult to treat. None of the solutions give them good relief. And surprisingly, for most people to find out, if you suffer from sinus pain, you are definitely not alone. You hear people talk about congestion, you'll hear the pharmaceutical companies talk about congestion because that's what they can treat. But in our studies, over 90% of people who have allergies also have some form of pain, pressure, pulsing, throbbing, headache in the sinuses. So we use a very tiny amount of electrical stimulation that's applied locally. It's just a tip of a handheld device that you glide mm-hmm. around your cheek, your nose, the brow bone area. It's guided to help you find the right treatment points using a system of vibrations that'll get you to the right locations. And it delivers.
So it's actually reading under your yep. under your skin. Oh, that's very cool.
It's mm-hmm. looking. It's reading under your skin really? To be able to localize to nerves and blood vessels, which are the primary things that are delivering those immune responses to the sinus passages and sending the signals out. So we basically are doing two things. We, one, interfere with some of the signaling paths that cause the recruitment and cause the pain signals. And the second is the frequencies we're using have been shown to cause blood vessels to constrict. Now that reduces swelling, you know, when you compress the blood vessels, tighten them up. It's the same thing that the nasal sprays do when you spray them directly in, except we're getting the body to express a chemical, a natural chemical, that causes the same effect without having a synthetic chemical brought into the body. And so we don't have we haven't seen any of the kind of rebound effects, none of the chemical side effects, because it's a very, very localized systemic treatment that is simply triggering a natural response within your body that's already there to help the sinus passages shrink. We're just accelerating it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So does Tivic replace pharmaceuticals or chemicals and over, you know, over the counter kinds of drugs? Does it enhance it? In what situation might we see it, you know, replacing it?
So the symptoms we treat really well are those associated with the inflammation, which okay. is right now we are FDA cleared for pain, and the FDA is currently reviewing our data on congestion. Things like the itchy eyes, we don't solve right now. Right. So we'll see, people usually will still probably take an antihistamine, but in order to relieve that pounding pressure sensation, and I can't yet say that we alleviate congestion, but the FDA at some point hopefully will let us say that. So the things associated with the sinus tissue swelling are the symptoms that we're best at addressing.
That's great. Well, I'm excited for that reveal. And so many people are dealing with all of these issues. How often do you have to use this? Is it whenever you have pain?
You can use it whenever you have pain. Our recommended treatment for getting people started with it is twice a day for 2 weeks. Some people that are from our clinical studies, we did a double-blind randomized control trial at one of the leading sinus research institutes in the U.S. Mm-hmm. From that study, about 3 out of 4 people got at least moderate, a little bit of relief on the first use. About half the people got very noticeable relief on the first use. So the treatment time is 5 minutes. Our study, we did an at-home study that showed, we measured out to 6 hours. By the end of 6 hours, people were still experiencing relief. And when it kind of kicks off a mechanism, so after you use it, and this is really important when people use it, I've had people say, I used it for 30 minutes straight and I don't really feel anything. I was like, well, you've just been stimulating for 30 minutes. What you really have to do now is let the body take over. So use it for the 5 minutes and then let the body take over. And over a period of time, the benefit continues to increase as the system's response is going. We also saw in that same study, 4 weeks at home, that users were reporting every week the symptoms got better. So the symptom severity got better over time.
Hey there, it's Jill with a quick break from the conversation. Do you women feel like your body is starting to rebel and you're just aching to take back control again? For years, you've given so much to so many, and somehow parts of you just got lost in the mix. I know this because that's how it was for me. Well, it's time for you to make your comeback. You heard me right. That's why I wrote a 5-step blueprint for how to start living your best years from this day forward. It's called Wicked, Ageless, and Doing Epic Shit. And you can download your own free copy today by visiting wickedawesomeyou.com/ebook. And now let's get back to the show. So you could kind of work this into a daily routine. It sounds like first that's a better scenario than just waiting for the pain.
Yes. That would definitely be our recommendation.
Yeah.
Have it be something you carry with you. So if you do, you're in a high pollen area, you're exposed to something that causes a trigger, you have it with you so you can, we're talking about tiny little.
Yeah, you're talking a very little device, right?
Tiny little device.
It's like a little, handheld device you can keep in your purse.
Exactly.
Or by your bedside at home. So the whole world of bioelectronics is exploding. And I know, most of our listeners, just sort of heard that word, most likely for the first time. Yeah. And it sounds like the idea of, especially around pain, right? Pain management in that area, that there's a lot of potential around it. Where do you see the future of this, not only for Tivic, but the industry as a whole?
Well, McKinsey has called it one of the most underappreciated billion-dollar opportunities set to become a pillar of the medical industry. Mm. So broadly, electronic stimulation is currently used for treatment-resistant depression, for epilepsy, for spinal pain. So there are already implants that you can get. It's used for sleep apnea. There's an implant that goes up here and triggers the tongue to come forward. And then the emerging areas, one of the pioneering companies in the field is doing an implant for rheumatoid arthritis, has looked at other inflammatory diseases like IBD, Crohn's disease. There's a urinary incontinence. There are implants for that today, but there are also emerging non-implantable devices that can be used for urinary incontinence. So the field of application is absolutely extraordinary. There's emerging work around Alzheimer's, memory triggers, memory improvement, post-traumatic stress disorder. So the field, the number of opportunities in the space is extraordinary.
And it sounds like there's like two sides of the world of this. There's the implantables that are helping with epilepsy and other, you know, tremors and things like that, right? People with Parkinson's, from what I understand, and all of that area. And then there's the consumer side, which is really where you guys have kind of leaped out in front of serving a consumer with their own device from home.
Exactly. That was one of the opportunities I saw when I started the company, is mm-hmm. there was this field of what's called neuromodulation, bioelectronic medicine, mm-hmm. that was really locked behind the closed doors of the healthcare systems. And what stunned me was something, for example, back pain. These things have been in the market for decades. And yet many pain doctors don't refer people for them. They don't even know it exists. So we decided, we've got a simple product, a very widespread condition. 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 people experience recurring sinus bouts. For about half of them, it is a daily occurrence. The impact on quality of life for sinus condition, sinus pain flare up, is actually more severe than any other condition that has been studied for quality of life measures, more severe than back pain, than asthma, than migraine. It's something that is seen as kind of like, because it's so pervasive, you know, I talked to somebody when we were doing our customer interviews who said, yeah, my doctor said at least you don't have cancer. But on the other hand, it impacts her every single day. She can't do her job when she has a flare-up because she's a dental hygienist. And when she leans forward, the pain during allergy season becomes virtually unbearable. So it's going direct to the consumer, giving people the tools to manage their health. It just made sense in this field. If you're talking about managing diabetes or something that really has that kind of life-threatening control around it, then implants make sense. When you're talking about something that may not kill you, but certainly compromises quality of life, then the non-implantables, to my mind, are a much better way to go.
Absolutely. I remember when I first heard the word neuromodulation, I thought, what the hey is that? And I was blown away that my physician hadn't even talked to me about my back issues, and that is a resource, and not all of them are implantable, right? So, you see a physician. So, but even if they are, it's still rather than going to get injections all the time, how much better would that have been? Well, this is, I think this is a really exciting field. Are you staying focused on sinus pain and the effects of allergies right now, or do you have anything new you want to share?
We are definitely looking at other applications, but nothing that I'm ready to talk about yet.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. You'll keep me in the loop, I'm sure. Absolutely. And so I can share, because this is exactly what we want to do. We want to point out things that people may not have heard of, and most likely hadn't heard of, that can help them with, you know, everyday living, everyday health, everyday wellness, and feeling good. As we get older, and this would also be helpful for someone's children, right? So I think this is going to be really helpful. So a couple questions before we get off this call. I just wanted to ask you questions that I'm asking everyone. And that is, I do talk a lot about me care. And what that means is it's doing whatever it is you need to do to take care of you, AKA me care. So if you're going to be stuck on an island somewhere, some fictitious desert island, as they call it, what's the one me care product you'd take with you?
You know, I'm going to tell you, I never even used professional hair products until I was in my 40s.
So. Oh God, you saved yourself a lot of money.
So, discovering purple shampoo was a whole breakthrough world for me. It's going to sound terrible, but I'm going to have to say my iPhone. and particularly because it would be disconnected from the network at that point. So I have no choice about reading an email on it. Then it becomes a whole different part of my life. But it's also where my meditation app is. It's where my books are. It's where my, so it has a different, if I can disconnect it from the network and I'm out on that desert island, and of course I have no power to charge it, but somehow we're going to have a solar cell with me or something.
We're going to assume you have one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the one that comes to mind.
It makes perfect sense. It offers a world that not just one product really can.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's a great one. And do you have a ritual that you do every day that you definitely don't forget to do?
I have a ritual I try to do every day.
Okay.
Actually, it is... having gone into the shelter in place, one of the things I found was incredibly helpful was I now had the time to finally do meditation. It was something I never felt like I really had the time to just settle and do. But now I use that. It isn't my morning routine, but I do use it midday as part of my break. Found a couple of I love the application Insight Timer, and there are so many meditations available on there, and I found a few coaches that I really, really liked. So that's something that I have wanted to establish a habit around for quite a long time, and I found that with shelter in place and not having to commute an hour and plus a day each direction, that's something I felt like I now have time for in my life. So I've been making a habit of that. And I will note for the listeners that just the meditation alone has brought down my blood pressure about 20 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. The effects of it are pretty astounding. And it doesn't seem like it. It's like we're not being productive, so it doesn't produce results, but it does. It's crazy.
It does. There's actually a great deal of science done. My chief scientific officer, Tivik, actually has a background in studying the minds of serious meditators. I mean, like monks and people who have the brain structure, and it has a huge impact on the brain structure. It helps make the brain less responsive to these, bringing things full cycle. It helps make the brain less responsive to some of these hypersensitization, the immune response. So it is actually something that beyond calming the brain and feeling good, it helps with critical thinking. It helps manage emotional responses, and it helps improve your immune system. We could all use that.
Okay, that I didn't know. The immune system, I did not know that. I mean, it kind of makes sense, though. It makes sense, especially with, inflammation of the body and that makes sense.
Because inflammation starts with the body experiencing a threat. And whether that's an emotional threat or a physical threat, the brain, some people's brains are better at others than at distinguishing which of those two it is. But once the brain detects a threat, it kicks off a whole bunch of other stuff. And so when meditation is one of those things that can help calm that response, and help strengthen the immune system.
That's amazing. So two things. One is I want to tell our listeners that, we'll have in our show notes links to Tivik and the product ClearUp, for people to check out and purchase if they need it. And we'll also have information about Jennifer. So what are the best ways for people to follow the work you're doing, your social media?
Following Tivik Health's social media, sign up on our website. We do have an email newsletter.
Okay.
Through COVID, we've been sending out tips and hints on managing stress, on allergies, differentiating. So it is meant to be not a promotional email as much as a resource for our community of users and people who experience allergies, experience sinus issues, a resource that you can get access to. So if you sign up there, you'll hear about new product opportunities as well when those come down the pipe.
Exciting. Well, I cannot thank you enough. I really appreciate this. And I hope that what you've shared today will provide a lot of relief for people. So I can't thank you enough.
Okay. Thank you, Jill. It's been a great opportunity, and I look forward to listening to the other podcasts.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Well, that wraps up this week's episode.
Thank you so much to Jennifer for shining a light on the other side of medicine, showing us a new treatment to help all of us suffering from seasonal allergies and sinus pain. It is fascinating that our bodies and our symptoms have a unique response to chemical and bioelectronic medicine, and even more exciting that it is available to anyone who needs it without the need for a doctor. I'm so grateful to the experts and innovators out there like Jennifer, who've taken the time to study and understand how our bodies respond to new types of treatments and then go off and create effective solutions for us. And if you suffer from allergies or know someone who does, and don't we all, I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you did, please be sure to leave us a great review so new listeners know how valuable our episodes are. Make sure you tune in next week for our newest episode. Plus, I have a big announcement. A labor of love that I've been diligently working on behind the scenes is almost ready, and I'm dying to share it with you. Have a great week, everyone.